It is just around 4 o'clock, and it is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Joining me in the studio now is Cheryl Chien. Chia? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about it, and still. You're a senior at the U of A. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Cheryl.
So I was born in Malaysia, and I moved here when I was 13. Uh-huh. So I've been here for 10 years.
Wow.
I'm a biochem major.
And you moved directly here to Arizona?
Yes.
Wow.
So what a change.
Yeah, what a change.
Yeah.
What made that decision?
My dad got a job here, so then we tagged along, and then we stayed here permanently. So
very nice.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Tell me a little bit about your studies at the U of A.
So I'm a biochem major. I'm graduating in May, and right now I'm working in an asthma immunology lab. So we work on allergy asthma. So there are two different components of asthma. So you can have one that's exercise induced, so you can like run a mile, get really tired, and then get asthma that way.
Uh-huh.
Or you can be allergic to like an allergen, like dust or pollen, smoke, and stuff like that. And then that way it induces like an inflammatory response.
And that's what asthma is, an inflammatory response.
Yes.
And what happens during that response? Does everything tighten up or get bigger? What goes on in the lungs?
Yes, so the muscles around your bronchioles or like your airway tubes, they constrict.
Oh.
So imagine like breathing through a tighter straw or like a smaller straw compared to like a wider straw.
Yeah.
It's definitely easier to like move air through like a wider tube compared to like a narrower tube.
Okay.
So that's what happens when you get asthma. It's like your tube narrows and then you can't move air in and out.
And now, can you develop asthma at any point in life, or is it something that you're born with? Is it genetic?
So it's a combination of genetic and environmental factors.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that if your parents have asthma, you're more prone to have asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And then environmental factors could help too. So if you're allergic to cockroaches and if that is around you very often.
Wait, did you say cockroaches?
Yeah, cockroaches. Okay. Oh, yeah, cockroaches.
Well,
I'm allergic to cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can be allergic to a lot of different things, like lemons or very weird things like wheat.
Huh.
And
so sometimes if you go to a new environment, there could be something in that environment that you've never experienced before, and all of a sudden you could have problems.
Definitely, definitely. Like here we have Alternaria spores, Bermuda pollen from the grass here. So different areas have different trees or things that you could be allergic to.
All right. And so what specifically about asthma are you studying and working on?
So I'm working on quantifying a compound called chitin in dust samples. And chitin, we believe, triggers an inflammatory response. So chitin, if you are not familiar, is the stuff that makes up cockroach shells. And
we're back to cockroaches.
Yeah, we are back to cockroaches.
Okay. So wait, this is a component that makes up the cockroach shell.
Yeah, so that is a component that when you step on cockroaches, it's what makes it crunchy.
More.
Yeah, and it also makes up shrimp shells, lobster shells, and stuff like that.
And so that can cause an allergy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you telling me that I'm not supposed to stomp on the cockroaches if I see them?
You can step on them.
Okay.
Just don't ingest them.
and be prepared potentially for an asthma attack.
Yeah, right.
So that's their way of getting back at us, you know. Awesome. So what are you going to do when you graduate?
So I applied to for a Fulbright scholarship to go do research in Australia.
Uh-huh.
I'm still waiting to hear back, but I am a finalist for it. So I'm really excited for that. And after the Fulbright scholarship, I'm going to apply to med school and then see how that goes.
And will you go in as an allergy specialist?
Yeah, to study pediatric pulmonology.
Wow,
yeah.
Very cool. Mm. Well, congratulations on the scholarship, being a finalist,
yeah,
and hopefully you get to go. Why Australia? Why'd you choose there?
So my PI has connections. My research advisor has connections in Australia, and I went there when I was 11 on a synchronized swimming competition, and I really liked Australia, and I don't think I saw enough of it when I was 11, so
cool.
I want to go back and look more.
Excellent. You brought us some music today. Tell me about the music that you brought.
So the first song is I Got You by Leona Lewis, and I think that throughout my life I've had a lot of mentors, friends that kind of like helped me to where I am today, so I think this song is like a good message for like people always getting your back, even though when you're down.
That's wonderful. And then you've brought us some Rob Thomas.
Yeah, so the second song is Little Wonders by Rob Thomas. The song is about, like, appreciating little things in life. And I know a lot of times we get caught in the craziness of life, work, and all that stuff. But just stop and think about what is around you, appreciating what's around you.
That's good wisdom.
Thanks.
All right, Cheryl, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We're going to hear your music here on KXCI.